It's the Teens Talk About Everything podcast, and this is the third episode. I am your host, Lucas Ekpeyong, and I warmly welcome all our listeners, both young and old. Oh, I meant to say new and old, but anyways, you're welcome. To all our new listeners, please do well to catch up on our previous episodes. Thank you. So, still on teens and school, our topic for today is overcoming peer pressure. I take it again, overcoming peer pressure. This topic is kind of wide, but we are going to cover all the important areas, okay? So fasten your seatbelt, because this is going to be a jolly ride. Do well to listen attentively and feel free to take notes too. Let's begin with a simple definition of peer pressure. You know this word. You've heard of it before, but what does it actually mean? You know, I'm asking because when some people hear this word, their mind goes straight to the bad gang, like everything negative. But actually, peer pressure occurs when an individual feels as though they need to do the same things as people who are their own age or in their social group in order to be liked, respected, or accepted. It should therefore be noted that it's not all peer pressure that is negative. Therefore, there's good, or in other words, positive peer pressure, which pushes a person out of their comfort zone and gives them opportunities to discover new things. Peer pressure can either be spoken or unspoken. Spoken in the sense that you're being urged to do something, be it good or bad, like when someone is literally telling you, convincing you about something. Then unspoken through the use of eye contact and body gestures like moving the eyebrows, shrugging the shoulders, and so on. Before I go on, let's look at some myths of peer pressure. The first one is, giving into peer pressure means a person will fit in and feel better about themselves. The reality of this is, succumbing to peer pressure leaves people with the feeling that they've betrayed their own beliefs or desires in order to conform to what others want. 2. Those who don't give in to peer pressure wind up feeling lonely and outcast. The reality of this is, many people successfully resist peer pressure, strengthening their sense of self and their ability of social settings. They may decide to keep their friendships intact or find a new group of like-minded friends. Thirdly, there's nothing anyone can do about peer pressure. In reality, while it is not always realistic to stop peer pressure, there are many things a person can do to make sure it doesn't affect their lives negatively. So, with all this said, the question is, how do you spot the difference between positive and negative pressure in school? I repeat, how do you, as a young teen, spot the difference between positive and negative peer pressure in school? Bear in mind that positive peer pressure can make a person, can make you do things that are ultimately good for you. But negative peer pressure will just make you do things that are detrimental to your own self. Some examples are fighting, drugs, alcohol, smoking, stealing, sexual activities, bullying, and other dangerous activities which may lead to injuries and, in worst cases, death. So, on that note, as a teen, when you're faced with any kind of pressure, ask yourself these questions. Is this going to lead to healthy habits? Does this lead to good outcomes for others? Does this make me feel good inside? If after rigorous thinking, you discover that your answers to these questions are yes, then you're dealing with the good peer pressure, which should be embraced. Another batch of questions you should ask are, am I hesitant to do this? Does this make me feel bad about myself? Is this something I would prefer to hide? If after thinking through and you discover that your answers to this second batch of questions are yes, then you, my dear, are faced with a negative peer pressure, which brings me to the next thing I must say. Lest I forget, do well to note that basically anyone can be affected by peer pressure. Now, how do you overcome peer pressure? Let's view these tips from three different points of view. The first is from the point of view of parents or guardians. As parents or guardians, how do you help your ward overcome peer pressure? Well, here are some tips for you. Talk to your ward or child. Talk to them as though they were your close friend. Ask them to open up about what they worry about and advise them on how to be better persons. In cases where you need to scold your ward, ensure that you do so after the solutions have been meted out. That is, after the issue or issues have been sorted out. Thereafter, make a plan. Many teens give in to peer pressure because they don't see a graceful way out. Help them find out one by creating a plan that will help them out of bad situations with little or no consequences in the end. Also, apply your own positive pressure. As parents or guardians, you should remember that you have a strong influence over your child or children, even though it appears as though they are ignoring you. Applying positive pressures, such as encouraging your ward to study more or take a tougher class, can result in them actually doing it. Furthermore, give them the information they need. In other words, never assume a young person knows everything they need to know about risky behavior, such as drugs, smoking, alcohol, and the rest. Rather, make sure they are well informed by talking to them about it. Let's take the second view, which is that of the teen, you. Yes, you. If as a teen you're faced with negative peer pressure, how do you overcome it? This is a question you need to answer. But anyways, here are some tips for you. 1. Spend time with those who resist peer pressure. Don't ponder on how you find them, because you will learn who they are quickly. They are the ones who stand up for themselves, even in the face of bullying. These are the people you want in your corner. 2. Learn how to be assertive. Learn to say no in a way that is calm and convincing, and thereafter stand firm on your decision. 3. Ask for help when necessary. Reach out to a parent, guardian, teacher, mentor, or counselor to get some help with the solutions to the problems you face. 4. Think ahead. If you know what might happen if you decide to do this or that, decide in advance how you handle it or make other plans. Finally, it's okay to be alone. Sometimes we give in to peer pressure to avoid feeling lonely. But spending time with yourself is a way to rejuvenate and reinforce your own priorities. Lastly, the third view is that of the victim. If you've already fallen victim of peer pressure, how do you overcome it? Here's how. 1. Don't feel too bad about it. It's never too late to opt out of any situation that doesn't favor you. 2. Speak out. You wouldn't get out of the situation if you keep it all to yourself. You need to speak out. Talk to any other person whose advice you do not take for granted. Furthermore, provide your own positive pressure. Rather than simply fighting against negative pressure, focus on providing a positive alternative. For instance, counter a fraternity invitation with a proposal to go see a movie or to work on a project. These next points go to everyone. In all you do, go with your gut. If something doesn't feel right for you, then it's not. Period. Also, surround yourself with the right type of friends. Choose friends that will encourage you to become better and greater than the person you are already. Finally, know who you are. Know your worth. Define your standards and accept nothing less from anyone. And I mean anyone. And with this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have come to the end of this episode. And as usual, it has been a wonderful journey with you. But I wish to inform you that it isn't all for today. So do well to listen to the second part of this episode, which will be released shortly after this. In that episode, or rather in that session, I will be interviewing a teen on our topic for today. So for now, I have to say goodbye. Stay tuned. My name remains Dorcas.
And welcome back to the second session of today's podcast. So earlier today we discussed on the topic overcoming peer pressure as regards teens, like young teens in school and out of school. And I did say that there's going to be an interview with our guest for today on today's topic. Well, here's our guest. His name is Bernard Williams, also known as Bobby Wheels, and he's going to share his personal experiences in school on how he overcame peer pressure, and he's also going to leave some word of advice for you if you're struggling with that issue. So don't go anywhere. Welcome, Bernard.
Yeah, thank you.
Our audience has a couple of questions to ask you, but before we start, can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Oh, okay. Hey guys, my name is Bernard Williams, but you could call me Bobby,
Bobby Will.
Yes. Okay. I would say I'm shy now. Nah, I'm not shy, but yes, I'm not shy because I could really be open to people and I could really talk among crowd. Yeah. Then, I'm from Nigeria. I'm a Nigerian, pure
obviously.
Nigerian. Yeah. And I'm from Cross River. I'm from Cross River in Yako Local Government Area, to be precise.
Okay.
Yeah. My hobbies. I love drawing. Like, I could draw.
Why did you bring an artwork of yours?
Oh my god! I love drawing. Like, I was drawing like right from when I was small.
So
right from when I was in the belly, I was drawing. I swear I could draw around the belly.
So how good are you?
I'm really good, but as I've grown, like, it's not really that good again, but
imagine.
At least we're still learning.
Okay.
Then I can sing. Yeah, I can sing.
Really?
I really have a lovely voice.
Ah,
that's so what I think. But well, I don't know where other people think about it. So
why don't you sing for us?
No, I'm not going to sing here. No, please.
These are coming at us.
Okay. I also dance. Yeah, I dance a lot.
So
I have like some mad steps on my brain. Like,
wait,
every single minute I could just bring out the step. God.
Wait, so you draw,
yeah.
You now sing,
oh,
and you
yeah.
dance.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like,
okay, what else
really
do you
amazing.
Do? What else do you like doing?
I think I just like those three because I don't know. That's just me. That's just what I like. I don't like any other thing. Yeah, I don't like any other thing. I just love drawing. I love dancing. I love singing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you seem to have an amazing personality.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell us about your experience in school? Like, were you an introvert or an extrovert?
Okay, about those two, let's see. I wouldn't say I was an introvert. I wouldn't say I was an extrovert. Because
you have to pick one.
I would say I'm inside. Like,
how can you be inside?
If you could bring out any word, like, what you could, how you could picture it, I'm inside because I can be open to you, I can talk to you, feel free, you vibe with you, but at the same time, I can also talk to myself, I can also be myself.
Okay.
So let's say if you could picture anything in between that, yeah, you could put me there.
Okay, that's
yeah.
great.
So that's
what would you say was your most important experience in school? Like, which experience really hit you, like,
Okay. In my school, okay, let me use my school for example, Christian High School to be precise.
Okay.
There was a point I sang one day in school and everybody was like, God, his voice is nice. God, his voice is nice. Wow, nice.
Sure,
I was really
yourself.
Hearing it from the audience.
I'm sure you were feeling
but,
yourself.
But for me, I was not feeling myself, like, for me.
Why?
Because,
like,
I don't know, I was like, picturing myself to be like, how would I be this when my mates can be more like this? Like, you could see or you could hear people pitching high notes and all this stuff, like singing. People even smaller than me, God. You could hear that. So that time I was singing though. I liked the song I used or I sang to them, but I was not really feeling it for them. They felt it. They were like, wow, nice voice and all these things. I was like, thank you.
You see, yeah, I would have helped you out, but you don't want to sing for us.
Oh my god. Okay. But do you guys want...
please, the opportunity has passed.
Ah, sorry.
Okay, so now to our topic for today. What's your view on peer pressure? Like, what do you understand by peer pressure?
Okay, they are like stuffs that you do. Okay, maybe your friends, maybe either they influence you negatively or they influence you positively.
Okay.
So let's say peer pressure generally is just the influence.
Okay, so
yeah,
you are saying peer pressure is an influence.
Yeah,
so
it's an influence. It could be positive. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, interesting. So, do you see peer pressure as a crucial issue that teens, like young teens, face in school?
Yes, I see it like every time, because that happened to me once, but I won't say.
You will share that.
Yes, I will. Yeah, I will share with you guys, but I wouldn't say I fell into it though, but at least I was like half. I almost, let's say that. Let's
so
just
it's,
word.
It's a really good
issue
that should be looked into.
Yeah.
You said you were a victim, or, okay, not a victim,
yeah,
but you were faced with peer
almost,
pressure.
Almost, yeah.
Can you narrate the experience? Can you share with us?
Okay, there was a point, okay, in my school, let me use my school.
It has to be your school now.
That, they were like, okay, I should go out. Okay, it was not yet, school was not yet over, so not over yet, but me and my friends, yeah, some of my friends were like, let's go out of the school, like, let's just go out, leave the school halfway, let's
like,
go out and enjoy ourselves
in the middle of
classes. But they brought like an extra clothes inside your bag, so
wow,
we could like go out, yeah. But
wow,
I was like, first of all, I was like, how would the gate man allow you guys to go out? Like, the gate person. But they were like, leave that thing. We know how to do this. The guys. Then I was like, are you serious? Mad. But me, I did not really know because they did not tell me earlier. So I did not bring any extra clothes. Then they were not like, oh, I'm going to give you clothes.
Please. So if they had told you earlier, would you have carried an extra clothes?
Hey, please pass. But, yeah, no, I mean, please pass. Let's just, so that day, okay, we're having a free period in class. So they were like, it's time, after break, it's time, let's go now, or never.
Uh-uh.
You don't go out now, the next period, the teacher is going to come, or after this and this and that. So
imagine?
I was like, Jesus, how will we leave this school like this? How are we going to do this thing? So they're like, okay, we must do it though.
So last,
okay, let me be precise to you guys.
Truthful.
Yes, I was gonna be truthful. So anytime I'm faced with No, I not do it. I told you I was about to fall into it now. I told you.
Okay.
But I did not fall.
Okay.
Hey,
so you're trying to tell us that you did fall for
no,
that.
I did fall. Yes, I did fall.
That's a really strong pressure.
One.
So how did you overcome it?
Sorry,
I mean, like,
it was really, really difficult to get out of it, because if you don't go, they will say, why is this boy forming rubbish? He's doing what is he feeling like are you not a guy? Are you not supposed to be doing it? Yeah, you're doing rubbish, like I got so many
Lord.
Things that day, like I got so many, you're stupid, you're mad and all this. Jesus.
What's the problem? Oh good. So how did you overcome it? Like,
okay,
how did you rise up?
I have a strong woman. I have a woman that gave birth to me.
Oh my goodness.
That woman is really good.
Aww.
So every single time, maybe once in a month or so, she advises me on some things that I should do as I'm growing up and things I should not do too. So at that point, if you don't follow them and go out, things will happen. If you do follow them and go out, things will even happen more. So you might get expelled, because my school is really, really strong. You might get expelled, you might get suspended, or you might even, I don't know, but it was really that bad. So I just first of all, I asked myself, was should I do this thing? Like, what are we even going out to see there? Just stay in school. Like, it's mainly like some few hours before school is over. So I was like, what are you going to do there? They were like, shut up. If you're not coming, don't come. Stop making noise. Just sit down there. What? I was like, ah, sorry. So I recalled some things my mom told me, like, I should not do bad stuff. I should not engage in this kind of things. That if I want to engage in this stuff like that, I should always ask myself, is it good, is it bad? Yeah. Is it good, is it bad? That's just it. I always think about her. Yeah, I always think about her. That's really it.
Oh,
yeah, I love her so much.
Okay. Shout out to your mom, like a big shout out to your mom. Make sure to listen to this.
Yeah, she will.
Okay, that's so great. Like, every time you feel the urge to do something, you always remember your mom and what you say. That's really good. So, a lot of teens out there are faced with this problem of peer pressure.
Oh.
Like, many of them don't know how to overcome it or how to get out of it. So, what would be your advice to young teens like yourself who are in this tight situation, who are faced with peer pressure? Like, how would you advise them to overcome it and move on?
Yeah, it might not be simple, but you just have to try it. First of all, just know the friends you keep, because even if you might be close to this person since birth or since you're small, at the point, maybe the person can drift away, can go astray.
Okay.
So you just have to, okay, you talk to the person, but at least there are some points that you notice the flaws of the person.
Okay.
Yes. So you just have to know things like that. And maybe if you find out the person have this bad flaw, that are extremely bad, then extreme high, bad, like bad.
How would you classify bad?
Okay. Maybe they are really... How would I put this for you guys?
Okay, is it like things you're not comfortable with? Like,
yes, exactly. That is the right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, okay.
So you just have to like space a little bit from them. Not like, hey, when you see them, you not talk to them. You be like, what is that? No, don't do that. It is really bad.
So you don't beef. So
no, you don't beef. No, you don't beef. Like, when you see them, tell them, hi, what's up, how you doing, bro? Like, hey,
normal conversation.
Like,
okay, like, but, no break.
Yes, yeah. Ah, so that no, you don't have any beef with someone. You don't know the person might help you, though.
True.
Ahead.
I stand for that.
So, just talk to them, but have a drift, a little bit space within them. Like, it's not necessary you sit down every time with them in class. It's not necessary. You can sit down, but not necessarily every single time.
Okay.
You could go out, talk to them, but at the point, know your limits, like where you could stop and all.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So in other words, you can be close to them, but there should be this line.
Yes, exactly.
So you should know the line,
yes.
Your limit. Oh,
limit.
Okay, okay. So what else? Is that all?
So your friends, number one.
Choose your friends wisely. Okay.
Then secondly, you should always have God in mind.
Have God in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should always put God here first. Then maybe anything you want to do, exactly. Anything you want to do, first of all, ask yourself, because your heart tells you everything. First of all,
Your mind.
Yeah, sure. It's the same thing, Sha. But this place, this thing here, tells you like almost everything. So you just have to ask yourself, are you doing the right thing or are you doing the wrong thing?
Okay.
Yes. So definitely this thing will tell you what you're supposed to do at the end. So just have to ask yourself. That's the third thing.
Okay.
Ask yourself, are you doing this? It will surely tell you. Leave. It will surely tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think that's just basically the third thing. Yeah.
Wow, okay, thank you. Okay, bonus question.
Yeah,
what's your school life like fun for you? Or, like, okay, let me explain this. Were you like a bookworm or party vibe or a normal person, normal cool person, or were you like popular, like guy? That's me.
Okay,
that's like our last question for today. It's a bonus question, it wasn't part of this.
So my friends that will hear this, even she don't laugh, even she don't talk anything,
can you imagine?
Even she don't even say any word, don't even. Okay, first of all, should we say, okay, I was doing food things at the time, but the part about a partying guy, no, I was not.
Okay, we're not a party type.
No, I was not. Okay. I was.
Was it choice or that's how you are?
I think because.
Or your parents don't let you go out.
No, I do go out, but I'm not like that kind of person. I do party, but not like that kind of person that is into partying.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm actually bookworm because. Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Like school book or novel?
School book. I hate novels.
No, because I don't like novels.
Yes, I've seen plenty of people, but I don't like that thing. It is, but people should like it though. But me, I don't like it because the thing is plenty. It's plenty. Like, it's not really that thing. You sleep off. I don't know. I don't like it.
But most people find school books more boring than.
It's a lie, because. This thing, I've heard it, like, they have taught you. So, you're just trying to refresh your brain with the books.
Okay.
But this novel, nobody have told you. There's some novels that are really, really annoying. You'll be seeing some words that, calm down. So, I'm like a book person.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a book person, bookworm. Then, I'm also a famous person because... Yes, I was famous for book. And I was famous for, like... My talent, my singing, my dancing, and my drawing. Yeah,
okay,
I was famous for that. Yeah, at the point, my mom came to the school that time, and they were like, "Are you the mother for this boy? Are you the mother?"
So you had casted like that, everybody.
My physics teacher that asked, "Are you the mother?" And she was like, "What?" I was like laughing. I laughed, and it was in my principal's office that they said that. I was like, Jesus, this man wants to cast me. God, what did I do to this man? Then she was like, yes. And that's a man. This is your boy. It's really nice. So I was happy.
You're feeling yourself.
I was feeling.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, that's just it.
Okay. So, Bernard.
Yes.
It's been really great having you on our podcast. We appreciate the fact that you... accepted to be interviewed.
Oh my God, it was really one day.
It was on a short notice, but we appreciate the fact that you accepted and you came
out. Thank you.
We also appreciate your shared experience.
Those days were really nice for me. I could say out of 100, it was like 80% great for me as a student.
Wow, nice.
And I hope it is for you guys too.
It's been a really wonderful time.
Yeah,
really
I enjoyed myself.
So back to our listeners, I have a few more words for you before I sign off. So, Jill Whitney said, and I quote, "What your friends are and aren't doing is their choice. What you do is your choice."
Exactly.
That is self-explanatory.
No, exactly.
Jill Whitney also said, "What is my gut telling me?
Ooh.
If your instincts are saying that this is not right for me, try to find the courage to opt out." That again is self-explanatory. Once again, it has been a wonderful time with you.
It has been wonderful.
It has been wonderful with you, Bobby, and with you and the listening end as well. Well, I trust that you learned a lot, okay? And you can relate to some experiences. Please follow us on all our social media handles, on Instagram at Foundational Network Africa, on Twitter at Foundational Net, and Facebook, Foundational Network Africa. Also, do well to engage on the survey that will be released on all our social media handles, okay? Thank you very much.
Bye. See you guys. Maybe later.
I am Dorcas Ekwueme.
Hello, Bobby.
And this is me signing out.
Bye.